Later today, President Bush will make his first trip to California since being sworn into office. During last year's presidential campaign, he gave a lot of attention and spent money on California, only to lose decisively the nation's biggest electoral prize. In recent months, Democrats and even some Republicans have complained that the president was ignoring California, and specifically the state's severe energy crisis. But that will end with this week's trip. He's expected to meet with California's Democratic governor about the electricity shortage and other matters. NPR's Andy Bowers is in Los Angeles. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Why do people think it's taken the president so long to go to California?
Well, Democrats say that it's because he's already writing off this state for his reelection because it's become such a Democratic state and that he hasn't wanted to get tarred by the electricity crisis going on here. A number of Bush advisors have denied categorically that Bush is avoiding the state, that he's written it off. And they point out that he has a number of Californians in his cabinet, and they say he is trying very hard to find solutions to the energy crisis. But this is a state in which the GOP is in a really serious crisis. Even with Davis's own political problems, there's no obvious Republican in statewide office to take him on next year. And that's why some in the GOP are actually hoping that the actor Arnold Schwarzenegger will step in and run as a Republican candidate next year.
The governors exchanged words with the White House about the energy crisis. Each blames the other, right?
They do, and according to a new California Field poll, the voters are blaming both, but not necessarily equally. Davis's personal popularity rating has dropped to its lowest level since he took office 2 years ago. Only 42% of the Californians polled say they approve of his job performance, while 49% disapprove. However, his handling of the energy crisis gets slightly better marks. Only 38% disapprove of his handling of that, while 54% don't like the way that the president has been handling the energy crisis. That may come in part from the notion here that President Bush could do more to cap wholesale electricity prices, even though the White House says that's the worst way to go. But there is a lot of frustration here in California with the way that Washington has been handling this crisis, not coming to the rescue.
Nuclear power is a key element of President Bush's energy plan, and Californians seem to have changed their minds about that.
They do. There has been, Bob, a dramatic turnaround in the way that most Californians view this very sensitive issue of nuclear power. According to the new field poll, 59% of those polled now support building more nuclear power plants to help California through its energy crisis. And this is a state where, in the past anyway, there was an added fear about how safe nuclear power was because of our earthquake problem here. The last time the field organization asked about nuclear energy was in 1984, and that was a few years after the Three Mile Island accident, but before the Chernobyl accident. At that time, the numbers were almost exactly reversed. At that time, 61% were against nuclear power plants, so Mr. Bush can probably take some heart from those findings.
We're kind of consumed with congressional politics here in Washington. Will the president be dealing with that in California, too?
Yes, well, I assume he will. Here, his concern is more the House of Representatives than the Senate, which has been the focus of your attention back there. Here, as you know, the GOP has a very slim control of the House of Representatives, and some in the California GOP have been worried that Mr. Bush is neglecting the state so much that they could lose even more seats here next year in the election. This is, of course, a redistricting year, and the governor's office and the entire legislature here is controlled by the Democrats. That means that the new drawn congressional districts will probably favor Democrats. It could make it even harder for Republicans to win House seats here, and they could, in fact, lose. So there's a clear concern among the state GOP that Mr. Bush must come here repeatedly, show his support, and get more Republicans elected to Congress, or they could lose the House next year.
NPR's Andy Bowers in Los Angeles.